What? Oh, wait, no, we don't have to.
Are you recording on GarageBand?
What's up,
as well?
Dude? Yeah, what's up?
Okay.
How are you, man?
I'm
We
good.
all grayed
I'm
up
good.
today. Dude,
Yeah, we
it's
are,
that
aren't
too
we?
hoodie weather, son. It's that
Yeah,
too hoodie weather.
dude, it was so cold today.
Legit.
Oh, flip, dude, it was so cold today. I had my heat on, I had my hoodie on, and I had a blanket on while working today.
Bro.
It was a bit much, but like it was
Yeah.
necessary. It was necessary.
Super necessary. Have you seen that? There's that fighter, Jorge Masvidal, and he's that guy who need that dude in like a second. It's like the
Oh,
fight
yeah.
started and then it was
And then like
over,
it was over,
like pretty
yeah.
much. Yeah, and people were asking him like off like because he when he hit him and he was like planked. He pretty much planked on the ground his opponent,
Yeah.
and then he carried on hitting him because. Well, first of all, the ref needs to call it off. Like he doesn't stop till the ref. It's
Yeah,
the ref's job to like be like stop, because he's in like fight. He's like fuck you mode. They weren't like the second one wasn't particularly hard, but after the fight, they were like, was it really necessary for you to hit him like after he was down? And he was like super necessary, super necessary.
Super
It was like
necessary.
it's so funny, because he's like from the hood. Like a lot of those dudes. Like it's so weird to me how when people like there's like a headline that says fighter hits person who was talking shit or in an altercation. It's like no shit he did. Like he's a fighter. You can't be like complaining about it. If someone gets in his face, he fights for a living. It's not whatever. And like they're crazy. And you know a lot of the dudes who are NFLers and who are like who play an aggressive sport, they're impulsive, and it's a good thing because they just go, they don't have to think about it. But then it's a bad thing when you're in society because you don't think as much.
You don't think. Full
Yeah,
stop.
but then also you couple that with severe like brain trauma because they're being hit in the head constantly, and then you have
Yeah.
a perfect concoction for like
So you just have to
violence and
remind yourself that they're going to die soon. So you feel bad for them.
right. Oh, well, they don't necessarily die sooner. I think that they just become less able to look after
Children.
themselves.
They just become differently abled very early in life.
Yeah. A little bit earlier, but then there are some people that actually there's I think there's actually a gene. There's some people that have this recurring gene of people who get hit, but they ha are super resistant to it. You know, people every brain is different, pretty much.
Okay.
And
So.
and.
So like, okay. So it's a gene that
What?
makes them
What? What?
resistant to being hit
They
or taking
have recorded
damage.
they have rec yeah of like having noticeable changes in like mood and social.
So like the goo gene, like you can hit them and like it's
Yeah,
just goo.
you got that extra layer.
Got extra layer of mush. Like marshmallow gene. I like that. It's probably the marshmallow gene.
Welcome to a new episode of High and Dry with your host, who spokes the most, Ethan Goldberg, and my friend and racist co-host.
Why are you calling me a racist?
Oh, sorry. No, I'm just joking. Xena Rhoda. Welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm rolling up now as we speak. I am a little bit frosty, but you can never be. Well, you can be sufficiently high, but I am not that right now, so need to get that. It's been real difficult, man, getting shit in quarantine. Dude.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can't get outside. I can't get enough of outside.
Yeah.
The other day when it wasn't raining, I was sitting outside, and I was like, "Flip, it just feels good to sit outside, not do anything, just sit outside." But at the same time, it got boring really quickly for me. I don't think I can appreciate outside yet. I'm not at that age of being able to sit outside for hours on end and just do nothing.
Oh yeah, I think you just need a little something, dude.
No, but you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Even like when I'm stoned as fuck, like I prefer. Well, I appreciate the outsides more for sure, but I think I would always retreat inside.
I need to be active. I don't know, like, I just need to be active.
Yeah.
Dude, I know.
Yeah.
Like, so, what were you saying?
Got that lion man going on. That fucking, I need to, I don't know, if it gets too
long,
you
look
long,
like an upside down potato.
Like dreads are an upside down potato. I don't think potatoes have that much hair, man.
They have roots. You just like a bunch of roots.
But the roots aren't pointed that way. Roots are like upwards.
Yeah, so you are sad.
If it's upside down, it would be. Yeah, but it would still be upwards. They're not like floppy. These are floppy. See how this flops?
So you're a dead upside down potato.
Yeah. I've been out of the ground for a couple days.
Are you gonna ever go to a hairdresser during lockdown?
I mean, the thing is that like being at a hairdresser is pretty sanitary. It's like a pretty sanitary place. There's chemicals everywhere. Like I'm not facing that way. I'm not like people aren't in my face. It's like
behind. So is that a
yeah,
yes?
Yeah, I probably should. Yeah.
Okay.
But. I don't. I've never liked going to the hairdresser.
Even as a kid.
Like I wouldn't. Yeah. No.
I got so excited to sit in those awesome chairs. Do you never sit in the
chairs?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh. Those like rocket ships and dinosaurs and cars.
Oh yeah. Okay. No. When I was a kid, I had a place that I was like, "Oh, cool! I'll go to this place. This is the shit that I want to go to." And it was just up the road, and they had all those things. They had a fucking dinosaur. They had the train. They had the buggy, I think.
Where was the hairdresser that you went to? Do you remember?
Like in what up area? The road. It was just
up the road. Oh, okay.
Because yeah. I never liked the hairdresser, but I liked that one, so that was the place I went.
Okay. I was always scared. I was a bit scared going to the hairdresser because they always made you scared.
Scissors, man. Yeah.
It was, but they made Same you scared dentists. As well.
Yeah.
Dentists. You know the worst part about going to the dentist is like they'll have a conversation with you while they're busy like doing something inside of your mouth. And they expect you to respond.
And you're like, oh, yeah, sure.
So Ethan, how have you been? Like, it's been 6 months.
How's your day?
Like, how have you been? Oh,
6 months, 6 years. Come, let's be real.
Okay.
Yeah, 6 months. but also what's funny is when I went to one dentist, she said, "Oh, you have like 4 cavities." Then I went to the other one and he was like, "Oh, you have 1 cavity." And I was like, "Okay, someone's lying."
Don't you know that 1/4 equals 4? Simple math.
Right, it's true.
Maybe your one tooth had 4 cavities.
Oh, but then that's still one tooth.
Yeah, exactly. So 4/1 equals 1. 4.
Wait, I don't think in terms of teeth and like medical practice. I don't think that's how it works.
Dude, I don't know. I'm not a dentist.
Yeah, if you have a cavity on one tooth, surely they'd say, "Oh, this is a giant cavity on this tooth."
Dude, like I said, I don't know.
It's weird how you have dentists. different levels of different practitioners that, like, okay, so a dentist isn't ranked as high as a gynecologist. Gynecologist isn't as high ranked as a neurosurgeon. Like, you have, you know, like, there's obviously different skill levels that are needed and required to get those, you know, the certifications, but it's interesting that there's, like, a hierarchy even in doctors, you know?
I see what you mean.
Politics and, like, banter. Yeah. You know, like, a brain surgeon is not the same as someone who, like, cleans your teeth.
Yeah, but... Sure, right? But you can argue, but you can argue that a dentist would make more money, though.
Yes, oh, for sure. No, I'm not... I'm just in terms of, like, status. Not in terms of actual pay. Also gynecologist, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Because
it's not like every day, like the average person be like, oh, I need to see a brain surgeon. Like,
yeah.
Believe me, but... I do say that on a regular basis. Like, every day, like I wake up, I'm like, I need to see a brain surgeon. But like the average person wouldn't really.
I wake up and I say Zeno needs to see a brain surgeon.
Yep, that's true.
I think he's giving the wave. Waving away. Bye. Trouble with living with family, man.
Yeah, there's that. Like, what could you do? Mm. What can you do?
What can you do? It's teeth are weird as well because they're all you have. There's a problem with them. You get that fixed shit. That shit immediately. Same with my balls. It's anything on my balls or like in my genital area. That shit's sorted. It's not like when I got the crabs. I wasn't like,
you sort out later.
Yeah, but if I have something in my hand or something, I'm like, whatever. You know. But if there's something in this area, yo man, let's get that shit sorted.
So, you got your wisdom teeth removed, right?
Yeah, it's super weird, dude.
Why?
Also, you know, like...
I wasn't there.
My experience was weird.
I
wasn't, like, whacked out. I wasn't, like, saying dumb shit. Apparently, that's... It depends on the anesthesia that you get.
Okay.
So, there are some that you breathe in and... You get knocked out. And the other, yeah. Which is the one that people tend to get in those like funny videos, haha lol, surgery, is the one where you're conscious, so they do it while you're awake. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
Dude, would you want someone like you're going like this, and you're not even able to feel a fucking thing, and you be like there while people are, and awake while people are doing it? Bro! Knock me the fuck out. Oh wait, but dude, I was imagining.
But like how long were you there though?
In the middle
like
of a surgery? Dude.
But how long were you
that
actually there?
That happens. Oh my god. Oh, I think like a few hours. But I was like dead the whole day. Like I was just
okay.
Resting.
When you got back.
It hurts. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got your wisdoms out?
No, I'm actually thinking of doing it quite soon because they weren't giving me problems until recently. Like top right,
mine weren't either.
Wisdom tooth is like actually aching, some days. Oh, okay. Yeah, like I wake up and
I know the feeling.
Sore.
Mm. But when they actually were doing it, they were saying I was always under the impression like why would you fuck with shit that isn't bothering you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like. I also find it weird that people circumcise people. Like, that's super... It's super weird to me. That you can just do that. Like... And it really doesn't do much benefit.
Doesn't it?
Mm-mm. No, people thought that it, like, protected you from AIDS, but it's such a false...
It protects you from AIDS. I feel like you can...
There was some... like... study that they did But the problem was that the studies work because it's like conducted in Africa, where it's like a major problem in like more racially oppressed groups. So it was kind of based on kind of bullshit. But
just give me one second. No. Just...
Okay. It's just to fuck with the shit that you're born with and you're natural with. And then just cut it for no apparent reason, and now society just kind of does it. There's no actual questioning.
There's no scientific evidence.
I guess I'll just circumcise him. Or like it was initially, but it just kind of gets pushed through, and it's like it's almost like a popular thing to do. I mean, Jews do it for like a religious reason, which is I don't know, a little bit different. I guess there is that running for me for a reason why I might think is
why it's chopped off.
Mutilated. Yeah. Yeah, why it's no longer present.
It's mutilated.
It's weird. And there's no cultural reason why so many Americans do it.
But would you like would you want to would you day. Would you want it?
I don't know, but if it was my kid, I'd just leave it. If it isn't a problem and he's fine to, if it's not like causing, if there's no problem, why would you? It's like a human body, like it's been fine without it, you know. Like.
Do you think you would have had crabs if you had it?
No, I would have gotten... Dude, they would have nuzzled in there, dude. I don't like that. I don't like the idea of, like, having to clean... Like, having to peel it back and clean it. Like, that seems, like, whack, dude. I don't know. It's, like, pink and stuff? Oh, okay, well...
Yeah, but, like...
If you're white.
Oh, yeah...
Well, it's like, I don't know. Do chicks, I don't know what chicks like, because, like, we should just ask them, and, like, whatever they like, we do that. Simple. Babies, we'll cut off our dicks for you.
Dude, can you, like, not do that? Oh, that's funny. It's like, oh, what do you like?
But, I mean, I guess I wish there was one that you could like, you know, like you could zip it up or something. You had like some kind of a seal.
Dude, this is weird for the conversation. Zip it up. That makes sense. Like, let's just zip it up.
Zip it
on and off. Like, you know those like pants. Did you ever have those pants that you could zip, unzip, and zip like the legs off so they turn into shorts?
Yeah, honestly, probably the dumbest fucking thing ever. Like, it's like really.
But I feel
up
like
there
that's
with, like,
I feel like cool. That's like the equivalent of.
It's cool if you're 8 years old. That's it.
Yeah,
that's the true. Only time that is cool. It is when you're 8 years old.
Dude. Like, when you see a grown man wearing those, you walk away. You turn around and walk away.
Man. No, you know what you do? You half-zip them and, like, trip them up with it. And that's the most impractical bullshit you could...
Because the thing is, like, where do you put
like
them?
As soon as... Yeah.
No, like where do you put, like, the legs? Where do you put the legs after you've unzipped them?
You wear them on your like your arms.
You wear them on your arms.
Yeah. It's like a fashion statement, dude. But yeah, there are just some things you can get away with when you're a kid, and when you're like I feel people who are over 20, what do I want to say, 24, 25. People who make a big deal out of their birthdays. What are we doing here?
I feel like you should, though. I feel like you should be making a deal out of it.
Why? No. But, like, as much as when you're a kid. Think about how important it is to when you're a kid.
I don't know about you, but every single birthday after, I don't know, like after 17, 18, I wanted to celebrate it with a jumping castle. Like, I appreciate a jumping castle more now than I did when I was a kid.
Yeah,
dude, you're just getting old. Like, you don't even have to jump on the jumping castle. You just sit on it. Like, it's such a comfortable experience. And the droning noise from the thing that sucks in air, like, it's actually very calming.
You know what? Yeah. Okay. I can. When was the last time I went on a jumping castle? I think it's just when the last time my sibling had a party. No? I'm trying to think of, or like they had friends that I was like somehow there at. So I must have been like 13, 12.
Oh, okay. Oh, geez, like that's a while ago. That's a while ago.
What? When? Like, where else? I mean, I think maybe on the odd, like, excursion, maybe I saw a jumping castle. The thing is, though, is that when you see one, you jump on it.
Yeah.
It's not like...
Yeah.
You're not like, oh no, I'll stay over here. Oh, I'll just sit at the table eating my sandwich. No. Put it down and jump on the castle. You eat your sandwich there. But like, to actually arrange one and it be like, oh, that's the thing that we're doing today. No, I haven't done that recently.
Okay, so we're planning a birthday party and we're getting a jumping castle.
Yeah, pretty much. Should we? I mean, Okay.
And party
if
packs.
You were knowing what actually is fun, because I feel like when you're six, you don't know 100% what the possibilities are, right? So you're like, yeah. I guess my friend got
everyone. Everyone you're decides going with your what's friends. Fun for you. What everyone else yeah. decides what's fun for you.
Exactly, and you're 6 years old. Pretty much anything is fun. Like, you're just fun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When you're that age, like, there's no... Like, you could give, like, three boys, girls, poly, bi, three of them, whatever. Like, an empty room, and they could have... They could create worlds in that room. Just in that room, pretty much.
Yeah. Which is crazy.
I remember that. I remember... Yeah, it's crazy.
I came across something... about lucid dreaming.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take my love to the river.
No, not the song. Uh-huh. Not the song.
Yeah, some people appreciated that. Some people appreciated that.
What are you talking about? There's one person who's listening to this and they definitely didn't.
Oh, the OnlyFan. No, but no, they definitely don't. No, whatever. We have an OnlyFan account. The OnlyFan account.
Yeah, we're gonna start one up. I'm going to start one up.
Yeah, just OnlyFan.
The OnlyFan account. I think OnlyFans actually owns the domain OnlyFan.
Are you fucking serious?
I think so.
Makes sense for them to have that. It makes sense for them to have that because it's like a bunch of dudes like with one hand in their... you know, they're typing with one hand. You know that they are. They are! They're typing with one hand. They're going to misspell shit. I bet you they own... Only and only fa. They definitely do.
Yeah.
All right.
They probably have a mixture of all those letters, like all the domains of all those letters. Letter. Yeah.
You just type in o.com and it says only fa. Oh man.
Have you ever done lucid dreaming?
Yeah, I have. It was terrifying when I did it last. I also... Okay, so, wait, let me... Could I just rewind? The definition of lucid dreaming, that's when you are conscious. You're half conscious?
So the Wikipedia description is... lucid dream is a dream during which the dreamer is aware that they are dreaming. During a lucid dream, the dreamer may gain some amount of control over the dream, characters, narrative, and environment. However, this is not actually necessary for a dream to be described as lucid.
Right. Okay. So yeah, I've definitely done that. You know what I started doing is I started writing down every single thing I had and like remembering it over and over again. You just start to actually dissect. When you do have a dream, you write it down. You write it down as much as you can remember. It doesn't even need to make sense. Just do that. I started. I had this amazing dream where I came from my bed. I didn't actually come in my bed, but I shot up through the roof, like all the way up into space, and I looked back down, it was the most real thing that's like ever happened. Like that's how like powerful it was. I don't think necessarily that it was real, but maybe in some reality. Look back down and was like, and I just saw Earth like beating like a heart, and then I just like fell back down. Dump, woke up. I had like one of the best days ever, actually. I remember after that, I think it was Saturday. Oh dude, no school, bruh.
Okay, so the reason why I brought it up, because I was something just switched on. Anyway, there's something. I don't know what it's called, and I'm trying to like find out what it is, but it's basically. How can I explain this? It's basically how. It's basically playing with your imagination, and creating these images in your head, right? And instead of trying to stop the flow of what is being created, you kind of follow that flow. You kind of like go from one image to the next without stopping the flow, and you just continue.
You see it like, all as you, like you, one.
You kind of create a narrative, but this narrative doesn't really make any sense. And I often have this like before I sleep, before I actually like sleep, I usually have these like very memorable narratives, right? But it's not so, and it's not considered dreaming because it's during REM sleep. But I feel like it's very closely linked to lucid dreaming because I'm like having these very strange images being given to me or being presented, or I'm making these things up, and I have some sort of control, but instead of trying to control it, I just like let it flow and see what happens. Like enjoy the narrative, like just enjoy the narrative.
I've definitely done that for sure. But I also try and imagine things. And I'll be like, I actually remember being like, I want to have a nightmare once. I want to see Pennywise or something. I remember that. I remember being like, come on, clown. Let me think clown. And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
I was not meant to have that. No.
Okay.
No, I tried to think of like negative things and my mind was like, nah, dude, you don't want to see that shit.
But yeah, the thing is like...
I sound like I'm joking, but that's literally what happened. Like, yeah, whatever. I sound like I'm like fucking around with my subconscious, but my subconscious, I guess, just is a total douchebag like me. He's like, nah, I don't know.
It's okay.
Nah, shit's average. But yeah, that's really cool. Did you have that recently?
No, like when was
your last?
Like last night. Like it's not like. So, like, the last time I was last night. In fact, I wanted to speak about it on our last pod, but I completely forgot to bring it up.
Yeah, you forget. It's so weird how you also forget them so quickly, and you remember certain parts sometimes, and you think about them harder, and you're like, oh, I remember this. Yeah.
Yes, like, you remember those parts, and then, like, the narrative will continue. This will continue from the part that you left off.
You'll piece it together.
Yeah.
Where does it come from?
I don't know. Where? So like last night.
What is that?
Last night, right? I remember. So I remember, like, it was it was just, so basically, it was just like a stick like person on a page, and then it, and then all, then it was on, then the, then it was like on a skateboard, and then it morphed into a mountain peak, and then a mountain peak morphed into an ice cream, like an ice cream on a stick, that was covered in chocolate. And then the stick person that I originally like thought of was snowboarding down the chocolate. And then what happened? Yeah, then I'm lost. I gotta remember what happened
Yeah.
after that. But I feel like if
So
I
cool.
wrote this stuff down, I could make a Disney movie.
Out of dreams. The
Out of
Disney
dreams, yeah.
dreamscape.
Because like a lot
That's
of, I remember there's
pretty
like
cool.
old like musical, not musicals, they're not musicals, but they orchestra like Disney films. Like, oh, flip, let me just quickly see. I can't remember what they're called.
Fantasia was one of them.
Yeah, Fantasia. Like, I feel like these would really work well as like Fantasia 2.
Yeah, they should make another one. But not 3D. There's something weird about like making something trippy in 3D. 'Cause you want it to be fake enough for you to create your own image of it more, right? I don't know.
Yeah, I
Two
suppose, I
when in
suppose.
2D there's a it's more simple. It's well, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, you want yeah. Sorry, just thinking about dreams is like terrible for a podcast because you're trying to recant and remember all the things that you've had. Because, and I wonder like when if there's more people like writing and like maybe like sharing dreams is like a platform that you could like share like what dream you had that night. I wonder if you'd have people that have similar dreams, or like
We can go find out.
can we?
Well, yeah, like it's not too difficult to find this platform. It's like there's probably like a Reddit platform on
Oh
dreams
really?
and
Just
like
on. Has anyone had this one where, like
like which episode you on now today? Hey Steve, what
yeah.
episode you on?
Have there been any
No
evolvements
spoilers,
in
guys. No
the,
spoilers.
yeah.
No dream spoilers, please.
Yeah. It's strange how the. There's also this thing that tends to happen when people take psychedelics as well, where they'd have this similar image. It's like there's this face and it like multiplies, like in this way, shapes of this, like shades of this, hues of this, and people are like, oh, I remember that. If you type in Alex Gray, you'll just see art. That is on DMT. Like people, that's what you see when you take DMT. And while he Googles it, he'll be like, "Whoa, okay." I remember I
Okay,
did a
yeah.
project on him.
Okay.
That you'll just see layers of faces and like the universe will like speak to you, and you'll meet the stranger. You'll meet the stranger that says,
He
"Hey, we've."
looks like he does cocaine and
Yeah, no,
crack
he looks crazy.
and
Dude, don't,
meth.
you don't, dude, rule number one of fucking visual arts is don't ever look up a portrait of any of the artists. Dude, they look so fucked up. Oh, dude, artists, like visual artists, like painters. Nigga, I'm glad you're painting. I'm glad you're painting models and not modeling. You know, like, damn.
That's funny.
I'm trying to think of like an attractive artist. And like a good artist as well. A musician doesn't count. Well, joke's on me because I only know like 20, so that's hardly any.
You actually know 20 artists?
Yeah, I think so. I could remember. Yeah.
Okay.
But
Okay.
are we going in like from real life and like actually people that I know, like who do art and are visual artists? Or like famous people, famous artists.
Like famous artists.
I don't know if I know.
Because I can say I know Fiorenzo Locelli. I could say that, and like you'd be like, oh yeah, I also know him, and like yeah.
But the thing is, the difference is, and this is where it's weird in like exams and you're teaching it in a subject, is who the fuck like turns away from a painting and is like, okay, so this, right, like the line was like this, like to analyze something from an art piece from your head is so crazy, and you'd have to remember their names and like the dates, and that was how you got your mark. Okay, we're gonna have to catch Zeno up now and say that I was saying that you'd have to remember the names and dates of things, and that would be where you got like half of your mark, where it should have been like you given a piece of art and told to analyze it like right then and there and like write it down. To have to remember what an art piece looks like separately, that's not art. That's right, you're meant to like see the thing and respond to it.
Okay,
right,
yeah,
not you know, prepare like five pieces of art, try to remember them in a painting with the dates and names. Dude, I spent most of the time just recanting like the names of the pieces, because the artist would obviously be like, oh, this is Wrong Goblin, You Murdered the Only Girl I Ever Loved, right? That'd be the full thing, and I'd be like, okay, I'd have to like remember that name. Why? And that's where my mark was? Whether I got the name right? That's so terrible. Anyways. But it's crazy that, going back on the DMT thing, is it's crazy that people have had these insane personal experiences to them. And, you know, they when they recall it, and when I think back on mine, they seem so like, oh, only me. But it's actually everyone. Like, who's had similar experiences, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, people who've done DMT and have taken, you know, acid and LSD, they tell you that it's the most real experiences they had. People who are not abusing it, of course. If, you know, there is something to, like, doing it too much and frequently that it kind of, you know, I don't know if it lessens it. It's so weird to think that it lessens the experience. But I just, okay, maybe if that person's doing well and in control of their lives, then you'll have more, you're prone to better experiences. I don't know. Because, like, remember when you had your dose, when you had brownies, you had, like, periods of, like, quite, I would imagine, discomfort. It didn't feel like 100% good all the time, right? Like, you were worried, like, there was anxiety.
Yeah.
A lot of emotions.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it's connected. I think a lot of it's connected to, like, it being the first experience.
Yeah. For sure. Well, like, first major experience, right? Like, you didn't go...
Yeah.
That deep on... Oh, on a bong hit. Yeah. Bong hit'll get you. It'll get you. Yeah, I was genuinely scared for my friend's life.
Yeah, you say that, but I don't know if I really believe you.
No, I really was. I was like, I was, no. The thing is that I knew, and from experience, I knew that if I panicked, you would panic. That would make it worse. If I was okay. Like, dude, I'm super worried, and I needed to make sure that everyone was, we're all chilled. Because if I start going, oh my God, this, then you're just gonna go higher from there. So I was like, yo, man, chill, dude. Even though I was fried out of my mind. I was like, oh shit, I think I'm having my own mini thing here, but my nigga here looks like he's getting schizophrenic. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah, there's something weird about taking those kind of heroic doses where it's very uncomfortable, but you ultimately you grow a lot from them. You have the potential of like being able to reflect back and think about yourself with everyone, and how you relate to everyone and your effect on those around you. And it's very useful. I think that when you have drugs like that, I think it's a tool, you know, it's something that you can use to benefit yourself and mankind.
Was that your closing statement?
Yeah.
Wow. You should fight for legal rights.
Oh man. Anything about legislation.
I can see you now in court. And then everyone is going to be like waiting for you to continue talking, and you're like, yeah, the guys, that
and
was
I'm
it.
I'm like, sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I'm super high. High, no one's supply. Cool. Do you think we should wrap it up there, man?
Yeah, let's not drag it out.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks.
God.
That's been a long day. It's just been a long day.
Yeah.
For me, it's been a long day. You like start at what time do you like start your day?
Like 9.
Oh, okay, that's not too late.
It's not bad. I mean, I wake up at like 8 and I'll be on my phone, make sure I'll like check the ads and shit in my bed. That'll be like how I start the day.
Okay,
it's like, oh,
now I check my flip. I've been trying to wake up at 6:30 and it's just like my alarm will go off at 6:30. But I only get out of bed at like 7:10.
Yeah, dude, it's strange how you're like, oh, I wake up. You need to determine. You need to make sure people know when you actually are conscious and when you're starting.
Yeah, that's true.
It's strange, man. We're living in such a fucking weird time, and it's also not as bad as it could be yet, and not as bad as it's been, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Like we're not going through a world war yet. You know,
what's scary about world war is that like the next one would end everything.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I wonder, and I wonder about what's gonna happen politically and how people are even more divided now. If this is some kind of Illuminati shit, I mean, you gotta add it to them. This is genius. If it is, it's fucking genius. God has a real sense of humor.
You know what's crazy? It's like the Illuminati could be conducting this.
Like, yeah, this conversation that we have right now.
This conversation, exactly. And we wouldn't even know.
I was thinking about how, you know, when we gather data on other animals, we put this, like, camera down, and the animal's too dumb to realize that the camera's there. What happens if aliens have already done that? What happens if aliens have, like, receptors and satellites here, and we're just too dumb to see? Okay, guys, we need to head out.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Go follow us on Instagram at high and dry pod. And we'll check you the next one. Thanks for
Bye, guys.
listening.